Keeping up with transportation infrastructure isn't cheap. The Washington State Transportation Commission estimates that in the next 20 years, around $200 billion needs to be put towards the maintenance of roads, ferries, and more. But how to pay for that? Some are putting forward the idea of a tax on carbon emissions. Ashley Ahern reports.
Tax is still a dirty word, but in the face of some big-ticket infrastructure needs, it might be a necessary word. Just ask Yoram Bauman. He's an environmental economist with Sightline Institute.
The money's not going to fall from the sky, so we need to get it from somewhere. And why not deal with the climate problem at the same time that we deal with the transportation problem?
British Columbia put a tax on carbon back in 2008. Businesses now pay $30 per ton of CO2 that they emit. And some of those costs are passed down to citizens, who pay about 30 cents more per gallon at the pump. The tax brings in $1 billion a year for BC. As a result, the province has been able to lower personal and corporate income tax rates and provide rebates to low-income households. Bauman says if a similar tax were applied in Washington, the state could collect $2.3 billion a year. But instead of giving all the money back to citizens, Bauman and others propose that some of the carbon tax money go towards transportation infrastructure. It's an idea that's gaining traction. State Senator Kevin Ranker plans to introduce carbon tax legislation in the coming days.
There's a critical need for us in Washington State to address the carbon problem and address it in a way that could not only be a win-win here in Washington, but could also be a model for the country.
Still, Ranker knows not everyone is going to embrace this idea. He knows how difficult it is to push new taxes in this state. The business community has traditionally been resistant to a carbon tax because of the added cost. Don Brunel is the head of the Association for Washington Businesses. He acknowledges that the state needs funding for transportation and says that could come from a variety of places, like tolls or other fees. But he doesn't dismiss the possibility of taxing carbon.
I think you have to look at all the whole spectrum. If carbon tax is part of that spectrum, you have to look at it.
There's talk of carbon tax legislation being introduced in Oregon in the upcoming term as well. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.